time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, February the 11th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, overnight, Governor Gretchen Whitmer kind of reconsidered, reevaluated, made some decisions that could affect the upcoming budget dramatically. And in that process, somewhat leaked it out to the media, I think as a test balloon, just to take a look at and see what the public's reaction would be, what would the legislators' reaction be, basically get a feel, a lay of the land, and to see if there was any way possible that she could get this floated by them if they decide to fund her proposed budget plans. Don't think it's going to happen, but she's trying to make some final commitments to something that she promised and ran on back in 2018 and again 2022. 6:45 this morning, Whitmer hitting the road with $2 billion more in her purse. Later today, as part of her budget presentation, Governor Gretchen Whitmer will propose an extra $2 billion in road and bridge funding due to the bipartisan road funding package she signed into law as part of the budget last October. That was the fiscal year 2026 budget. Well, now they're working on the fiscal year 2027 budget, and Whitmer is laying out her spending priorities. The executive budget for fiscal year 2027 will fund both state and local roads as it executes the first full year of funding for Michigan roads. Governor's office reported that the annual increase will support more than 30,000 extra construction jobs and represents, quote, the biggest road deal in history, quote unquote. Governor Gretchen Whitmer in her press release said, every Michigander deserves the ability to go to work, drop off their kids at school, and run errands without blowing a tire or cracking an axle. Cracking an axle? And that has to be one huge pothole. I think you would have been better off saying blowing a tire or bending a wheel. Cracking an axle. Governor said that that's why we worked across the aisle to deliver the largest road investment in Michigan history. Investment? That means spending your tax dollars. Let's build on our historic progress to fix the damn roads and bridges, saving drivers time and money and keeping everyone safer on the road. Let's keep working together to help Michiganders get where they need to go, said the governor. We'll get into the details on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two, continuing on with this breaking news alert that came into the radio station at 6:45 this morning. MERS News Service reporting that today will mark a victory lap for Whitmer, who first campaigned in 2018 and again in 2022 on the platform of, quote, fix the damn roads, quote unquote. That was her campaign slogan. Well, the victory lap, it's a long way from her first proposed budget as governor back in 2019 when she proposed a 45-cent gas tax increase. No sooner sworn in January of 2019, and she immediately said, new revenue, more taxes on gas and diesel. Being a green energy advocate, wanting to increase 45 cents a gallon tax increase. Well, that plan was immediately torpedoed by the Republican control of House and Senate. Well, fast forward to last fall when they passed the fiscal year 2026 budget, which we are operating into right now. The plan pushed through the legislature by the House Speaker Matt Hall created $1.85 billion in new yearly money for roads. They did it by including a 24% wholesale marijuana tax, directing all state taxes paid at the gas pump to roads, budget cuts, and having Michigan refrain from giving businesses the same large tax deductions that were under the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Well, this year, going back to the budget drawing board again, there should be no contentious legislative votes or any real question about whether the road money will pass. All of the tough votes were made last year. Well, the governor's statement continues. No, excuse me. This comes from the operating engineers of Local 324 by their business manager, Doug Stockwell. Doug said, this road funding plan includes new revenue. What does new revenue mean? Higher taxes. And a long overdue commitment to making sure dollars that are paid at the pump are invested back into the roads and bridges. The ones that Michigan families rely on every single day. Okay, Doug. That was done last year. In the budget for this year, 2026, what Whitmer's talking about is $2 billion extra going into this year's fiscal year 2027 budget. I don't know. Maybe Doug didn't have his coffee yet. It was 6:45 this morning. Well, he goes on to say, operating engineers 324 with our 16,000 members stand ready to continue the work of rebuilding and maintaining this infrastructure across the state of Michigan, creating safe roads and bridges and good paying jobs in the process. Now, here are the numbers. Governor Gretchen Whitmer enters for her final year in office. God, I can't believe I'm saying that. Thank you, Lord. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's final year in office. Well, she's claiming that since taking office, this is what she's been able to accomplish. Michigan, by the end of this year, will have fixed more than 26,500 lane miles of road and 1,900 bridges. supporting over 200,000 construction jobs. Over the years, she has signed 7 bipartisan budgets that invested more than $19 billion in roads and bridges. Her Rebuilding Michigan Plan bonding fund focused on 45 major projects across the state that rebuilt highways and bridges without increasing prices at the gas pump. That's because she sold $3.5 billion worth of bonds. Bonds? Yeah, those are investments that investors invested in. They got paid back their principal with interest by us, the taxpayers. We didn't pay it at the pump. We paid it back in the general fund. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said she signed executive directives to speed up pothole repairs and streamlining permitting in the road approval process. Executive Vice President of Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, Rob Coopersmith, said last year's bipartisan road funding deal was a historic step forward. And the Governor Whitmer's budget is turning that commitment into real dollars to fund and fix Michigan roads and bridges in communities across the state. These investments will improve safety, create jobs, and strengthen Michigan's economy and economic competitiveness. This is real progress. But fully rebuilding our roads and bridges will require even more sustained long-term investment in the years ahead. More money, more money, more money. And are they going to do it, folks? Got to ask ourselves this question. Are they going to do it by cutting or eliminating other programs and take that money and put it toward the roads? Oh, no, 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 no. That's not what Governor Gretchen Whitmer's talking about. She's proposing new revenue. New revenue means new taxes. It's that simple. It is literally that simple. So we'll see where this goes and see how Matt Hall and his Republican majority in the House respond to it. And we'll see after the May 5th election if Jason Tunney gets elected and we have gridlock in the state Senate, we'll then see what the state senators have to say about it. Because that election on May 5th is critical to basically creating gridlock for the last final year of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. And the other thing it also does, they will be voting on this year's fiscal year 2027 budget later this summer. Governors asked for the House and Senate to send her their omnibus budget before June 30th, before 4th of July, before the summer break. And let's see, with the new Republican elected on May 5th from the 35th State Senate District, let's see what happens. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. And speaking of that race, tomorrow from 11 to 11:30, Jason Tunney, the Republican candidate, will be on the show. We're going to be spending a half hour with Jason, getting to know him and asking him some questions and asking him about this turnout problem they had in the primary a week ago, February 3rd, on the primary election. June is basically the month where he, if he's successful on May 5th, will be sworn in and take his seat. Election is going to be May 5th. and there'll be some orientation and some things he has to go through, and then fully seated and ready to start voting shortly after the election, but really getting back into it in June because of the June 30th deadline. Senators and state representatives are asked to give the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, their budget proposal. Very, very interesting time. So we're looking forward to this whole discussion and seeing where this ends up going. Because one thing that she ran on back in 2018 and got reelected in 2022 still hasn't happened, folks. Our roads are still in poor shape. Have we made some improvements? Yes. Have some roads, some really bad roads, been repaired? Absolutely. But there's a whole lot more to do. The only problem I have, they're doing it with the wrong materials. If we would have invested into the technology, rubberized concrete. Very, very simple. Pat Kobach came up with this back in 2018 when he was running for governor. Going to the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, what they do is they take old tires, and of course, what are tires made of? Rubber and steel belts. Basically, you shred them with the rubber and steel together, and then you infuse it into the concrete. What does that do? It gives the concrete flexibility. What do we have in Michigan? Extreme warm weather in July and August, extremely cold weather in January, February. The two far extremes is brutal on concrete. It's even brutal on asphalt. So this type of product, if we ever get a governor smart enough to demand that MDOT and all of our road commissions switch over to this type of product, they said the longevity, University of Michigan back in 2018 told Pat Kobach, longevity of that pavement, 30 to 40 years. Don't have to go back and fix potholes, cracks in the roads, none of it. 30 to 40 years. Did they do it? No. Why? Pat Kobach didn't become our governor. Gretchen Whitmer did. The good old boys club that they have down there in Lansing, known as MDOT, still operating the same as it's done for decades in this state. It's called job security. Use the wrong materials, you get to go back every 3 to 5 years and redo the work. Yep, job security. That's what we have in Michigan. It's got to stop. We need a governor with a brain. Bottom of the hour newsbreak of hour number two. We'll be right back.